10. Los tiempos precolombinos.
Práctica auditiva. Pronunciación y ortografía. Las letras C, Z y S.
As you learned in capítulo 5, when the letter C is followed by A, O, or U, it produces the K sound. The letter combinations C más E, I, and Z más A, O, U are pronounced differently in Latin American countries than they are in most of Spain. Latin American speakers of Spanish pronounce both of these letter combinations as S, just like the letter S. Many Spaniards produce these combinations as the, which is the sound of the TH in the word through. In no dialect of Spanish do you pronounce the zeta like the English z in zoo or buzz. The letter S is pronounced similarly with all vowels. There is some regional variation, but it does not usually present difficulty in comprehension. Spelling tip. The letter Z never appears in front of E or I unless it is a word that is foreign to Spanish. Therefore, words ending in Z must change the Z to a C when ES is added in the plural form. Nuez. Nueces. Pas. Pases. If you are exposed primarily to Latin American Spanish rather than the Spanish of Spain, words such as taza, mug, and taza, rate, sound the same. In this case, you will have to depend on your knowledge of the written language and the context to know the meaning of words that contain se, zeta, and ese. The existence of two different sounds for se, zeta, and ese has to do with the different evolutions of the Spanish language in its different regions. Despite the common myth, it has nothing to do with the Spanish lisping king.
Actividad 1. Escucha y repite. Escucha y repite las siguientes palabras intentando reproducir las variaciones regionales de pronunciación. Vas a escuchar cada palabra dos veces. Paso 1. Vas a escuchar las palabras pronunciadas como se pronuncian en ciertas regiones de España. 1. Zapato. Zapato. 2. Cazo. Cazo. 3. Azúcar. Azúcar. 4. Felices. Felices. 5. Cínico. Cínico.